Welcome to Nonprofit Horizons, your compass for navigating the ever-changing landscape of the nonprofit sector. Nonprofit Horizons is sponsored by HBI, the Helen Bader Institute for Nonprofit Management at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, a leading source of expertise and education for the nonprofit community for over 20 years. Your host is HBI Associate Director, Bryce Lord.
Welcome to Nonprofit Horizons, your window into the ever-evolving world of nonprofit management. I'm Bryce Lord, your host. This week, we're diving into a story that has captured headlines and sparked heated debate nationwide. It's a story of faith, finance, principles, and pragmatism. At the heart of it all is a legal battle sending shockwaves through the nonprofit sector. Catholic Charities Bureau, Inc. versus Wisconsin. Join me as we unravel the complexities of this landmark case, exploring its implications for religious organizations, legal frameworks, and the communities they serve. From courtroom drama to ethical quandaries, this is a story you won't want to miss. So grab your seat and buckle up as we embark on a journey through the intersection of religion and law. This is Nonprofit Horizons. In the realm of nonprofit management, few topics stir as much debate and controversy as exemptions for religious organizations. From their historical roots to present-day policies, the landscape of religious tax exemption is complex and multifaceted. The concept of providing tax exemptions for religious organizations traces its roots back centuries. Historically, religious institutions were often exempt from taxation as part of a broader societal agreement recognizing their contributions to the common good. These exemptions were grounded in the principle of religious freedom and the separation of church and state. In the United States, the tradition of granting tax exemptions to religious organizations dates back to the Founding Fathers. Early legislative efforts such as the First Amendment to the Constitution and subsequent federal and state laws sought to protect religious institutions from government interference and taxation. In modern times, the definition of a religious organization eligible for tax exemption varies depending on jurisdiction. Generally, these organizations are defined as entities organized and operated exclusively for religious, charitable, educational, or other exempt purposes under Code 501c3 of the Internal Revenue Code. To qualify for tax-exempt status, religious organizations must meet certain requirements set forth by the IRS, and these requirements will typically include, as I said, operating exclusively for religious, charitable, educational, or other exempt purposes, not engaging in substantial lobbying activities or political campaign intervention, and demonstrating that their activities primarily further exempt purposes and benefit the community at large. Nonprofit organizations enjoy several allowances under tax law. They're exempt from federal income tax on income derived from their exempt activities, such as donations, fundraising events, and program services. Additionally, donors to these organizations may qualify for tax deductions on their contributions, which further incentivizes charitable giving. However, these exemptions are limited. While nonprofit organizations are generally exempt from federal income tax, they may still be subject to other taxes, such as employment taxes and unrelated business income tax, or UBIT, on income generated from unrelated business activities. Despite the long-standing tradition of tax exemptions for religious organizations, controversies and debates persist into the modern era. Questions surrounding the scope of religious exemptions and the separation of church and state and the accountability of religious institutions have fueled ongoing discussions among policymakers, legal experts, and the general public. Recent legal battles, such as the Catholic Charities case in Wisconsin, highlight the complexities and the tensions inherent in the intersection of religions and taxation. As society continues to evolve, the future of nonprofit exemptions for religious organizations remains a topic of considerable debate. Stay tuned as we explore the nuances of nonprofit management and the ever-changing landscape of religious tax exemptions. So let's talk about the Wisconsin Supreme Court's recent ruling in Catholic Charities Bureau, Inc. versus Wisconsin, a case that is centered around the question of religious tax exemptions. Catholic Charities, deeply entrenched in the Diocese of Superior, Wisconsin, serves as a beacon of hope for vulnerable populations, offering essential assistance to low-income families, individuals with disabilities, and the elderly. Catholic Charities' plea for exemption from unemployment taxes is at the heart of the legal dispute, rooted in its religious mission and commitment to serving those in need. The Wisconsin Supreme Court's recent ruling, delivered by a narrow 4-3 margin, greatly affected Catholic Charities' longstanding claim. While acknowledging the organization's religious underpinnings, the majority opinion diverged, contending that Catholic Charities' day-to-day operations, such as providing shelter and food aid, could be construed as secular. In essence, the court posited that these services would persist unchanged, irrespective of any religious motivation behind them. The ruling sent shockwaves through the nonprofit sector, prompting a reevaluation of the criteria for religious tax exemptions and raising fundamental questions about the intersection of faith and public service. As organizations grapple with the aftermath of this decision, they face the daunting task of aligning their operational practices with stringent legal standards while preserving their religious identity and mission-driven ethos. The ripple effects of the Wisconsin Supreme Court's ruling in Catholic Charities Bureau, Inc. versus Wisconsin extend far beyond the courtroom, sparking widespread debate and speculation within the nonprofit community. So here's a closer look at why this case matters and what it signifies for the future. First of all, let's talk about stricter standards. Historically, nonprofits could often secure religious tax exemptions by demonstrating a general religious motivation behind their services. However, the court's decision signals a shift towards more stringent standards. Organizations may now be required to establish a direct and demonstrable operational link between their religious mission and the specific social services provided to qualify for exemptions. This raises the bar significantly, potentially leaving many religiously affiliated nonprofits vulnerable to increased tax liabilities. Of course, there are going to be appeals. The stakes have been raised as Catholic Charities plans to appeal the ruling to the U.S. Supreme Court. The composition of the Supreme Court with its current conservative majority introduces a new dimension to the case. Recent jurisprudence suggests a growing inclination towards protecting religious freedoms in various contexts. Should the case proceed to the highest court, the outcome could have profound implications for Catholic Charities and the broader landscape of religious exemptions in the nonprofit sector. And then there's the national impact. Beyond the confines of Wisconsin, the outcome of this case could set precedents with nationwide repercussions. Supreme Court decisions on similar matters have the potential to shape the legal landscape for religious exemptions across the country, influencing various aspects of nonprofit activities beyond unemployment tax. From education and healthcare to social services and charitable initiatives, the ramifications of this case could extend into numerous domains of nonprofit operations. So as the nonprofit sector grapples with the fallout of this ruling, uncertainty looms large. Let's navigate the complex terrain of nonprofit law and explore the evolving dynamics between religious organizations and legal frameworks. The Catholic Charities case has ignited a firestorm of debate, compelling us to confront complex questions about the intersection of religion and public service. Let's delve into this multifaceted issue and see what's at play here. First of all, there's government involvement. One key consideration revolves around the extent of government involvement in religiously affiliated nonprofits. should specific standards apply when these organizations receive government funding or tax exemptions? How can we balance safeguarding religious freedom and ensuring that service delivery remains secular and accessible to all? These questions underscore the broader tension between state neutrality and the protection of spiritual autonomy. We also need to discuss the definition of religious work. Another critical issue centers on defining religious work within the context of nonprofit activities. Is there a definitive way to delineate between inherently religious services and those open to individuals of all faiths, or none? Moreover, how do we translate abstract notions of religious motivation into tangible, measurable outcomes in providing social services? These questions challenge us to grapple with the complexities of religious identity and mission-driven service delivery. And then finally, there is, of course, the impact on those served. Ultimately, the fallout from this case raises concerns about the potential ramifications for vulnerable populations reliant on the services provided by religious nonprofits. If these organizations face heightened tax burdens or regulatory scrutiny, could this jeopardize their ability to fulfill their mission? How do we ensure that any changes to the legal landscape do not inadvertently harm the very individuals and communities that these organizations aim to serve? These questions underscore the profound ethical and humanitarian dimensions of the debate. That wraps up today's episode of Nonprofit Horizons. We've explored the rich history and intricate dynamics of nonprofit exemptions for religious organizations, from their historical foundations to present-day policies and debates. And so as we conclude, I encourage you to reflect on these complexities and consider its implications for the nonprofit sector and society as a whole. From questions of religious freedom to issues of accountability and governance, the intersection of religion and taxation remains a subject of ongoing discussion and scrutiny. We value your input and welcome your questions, your comments, your feedback. Have thoughts to share, questions to ask? Reach out to us on our social media platforms or visit our website to join the conversation. And remember to like, subscribe, and share Nonprofit Horizons with your friends and colleagues. By subscribing, you'll stay updated on our latest episodes and gain access to more insightful content on topics shaping the nonprofit landscape. Thank you for tuning in. Until next time, this is Nonprofit Horizons. Keep pushing boundaries, keep dreaming big, and most importantly, keep doing your incredible work.
This has been Nonprofit Horizons with Bryce Lord, Associate Director at the Helen Bader Institute for Nonprofit Management. To learn more about HBI and the online nonprofit management graduate programs available at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, visit uwm.edu/HBI.